This is Ted Kennedy. Tough criminal penalties can prevent injuries in the workplace. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, let's put more teeth in the laws protecting the health and safety for working men and women on the job. You right-wingers love to brag about being tough on crime, except when business commits the crime. Too many firms get only a slap on the wrist for flagrant violations of laws protecting worker safety. There's no criminal penalty, none at all, for an intentional safety violation that cripples a worker, even if the violation kills a worker. The penalty is only 6 months in jail. Legislation in Congress will close these loopholes by imposing stiffer criminal penalties for intentional violations. 5 years for causing serious injury, 10 years if death results. Executives convicted of these crimes will be barred from using corporate assets to pay their fines. Tougher penalties are needed, Al. It's the best way to make employers think twice before cutting corners on worker safety.
Ted, tough penalties do make crooks think twice. That's the whole point of the law, protection and deterrence. So why don't you ever join us in dealing stiff jail time for the real hard-boiled criminals? Ted, let's review your ragged recent record on cracking down on crime. You voted against the death penalty at least 5 times last year. You voted against habeas corpus reform to shorten the appeals process for murders to some reasonable length. You voted against making the good faith exception to the exclusionary rule part of federal law. That was one that every law enforcement group in the country supported. You ain't exactly mother's little helper here. Ted, you and your head-scratching, bumbling buddies have turned our legal system into Swiss cheese. You give criminals loopholes big enough to drive a truck through. So pardon me if I guffaw when you suggest that company executives should get stiffer jail sentences than rapists and axe murderers. Talk about a flight of fantasy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.